Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Dog had an ear infection yesterday.
The dog?
Dude, I never, like, yeah, most dogs, they scratch and itch. So I'm just like... But the way he was going after his fucking ear, I thought it was a goddamn tick or something.
Uh-huh.
So, and he always, he wants hugs and stuff, but this time he was just all over me. So, I mean, it was just nasty, gunked up, blood and all kind of shit, where he's just ripping at it.
Uh-huh.
So, I take him to the vet, like, got there just right before they closed, and they gave me these ear drops. He never been, you would have thought I gave him a new fucking bone.
Yeah.
How fast it fucking
immediate relief,
soothed
right?
His ear.
Yeah.
I never seen him. He was so fucking happy, but
that's
great.
Never
seen him. He about to rip his fucking ear off.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Cone of Shame was on the way.
Yeah, it's amazing how Boone has ear infections too, because they've got the same kind of like flop over ears, right? So water gets trapped in there.
Dude.
And then it,
and chippers are straight up.
Ear infections are pretty common when the ears flop over like that.
Ooh, boy, I thought it was going to tear his fucking ear off.
Yeah.
All right, so I need some do's and don'ts.
All right.
I have a first date tonight.
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There we go. Now we're fucking somewhere.
I know, right?
Now we're getting somewhere.
I suggested like a dinner. She was just like drinks, which is fine.
Yes.
Even better.
Perfect.
Cheaper for me.
Okay. Perfect.
So we're
don't take it to your bar.
No. We're meeting at a place in Brookhaven because she kind of lives somewhere in Brookhaven. So we're meeting at a place in Brookhaven.
Okay.
So that's
good.
That's all we've got so far.
That's all you need. Drinks. Nice. So because the eating part in the first date, sometimes it gets in the way because you're eating.
Yeah.
But like sitting down for drinks.
I'm planning on not eating unless she orders.
Yeah, maybe like appetizer or something like
tapas.
That. So share some tapas.
Yeah, some shit like that. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And so then you just listen. Try to get her talking.
Over talk her.
Yeah, try to get her
and
talking.
Don't be. Is she a sports girl?
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure. We haven't talked a ton via chat. Like it was kind of like we talked just enough to be like, all right, we have some things to talk about. You want to? You'll meet up. We were. I don't know if set up's the right term, but like my brother texted me drunk one night. He's like, yo. This is, by the way, exactly how he said it, Randy.
Okay.
I have a sweet honey for you. And I'm like, all right, you're definitely drunk, but like, what's the next step here? So I don't know who.
Does she know that?
I'm going to tell her tonight.
I don't know. I would feel that one out first.
Maybe. I don't know who on her side was like presenting her as an option. I might know them just because I know a fair amount of my brother's friends, but I don't know. So for a week and then, but not too much. You know what I mean?
You can
death by text.
Yeah. You want there to be something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
There you go, man.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's great.
We'll have an update tomorrow,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, man. Oh, definitely.
Oh, there'll definitely be an update tomorrow. There'll
definitely be an what do you call it, acquisition?
Oh, yeah.
Get to the date.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, in
the second part of the series.
I'll keep it vague for now.
Don't wear no fucking soccer jersey or no track shirt.
No. I'll wear what I wear normally to go out.
Nice,
what are you going to wear?
A nice shirt.
I'll wear dark jeans and a button-down.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Okay. There you go. And don't wear them shoes either.
What? No. I'll wear okay. something else. Okay. Some other shoes.
There you go. Comb your hair.
Where's it gonna go? It's cut so short. Where's it gonna go?
Yeah. There's not much you can do about
that. No, I comb my hair. I don't know if she fully knows what I do, like for a living.
Great.
So I haven't like asked her like, hey, just so you know, like this is potential content.
Oh. Oh, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Like, I'm not going to use her name, stuff like that.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't tell her that the date might be content.
How long? It's been a while since.
It's not like you're going to talk about the whole thing in detail.
No. Like, but at the same time, I think it's a pretty common question. I've gotten it before on dates. Like, you work in radio. Are you going to talk about this or talk about me?
No.
I think that's a pretty common question.
If she asks that, then I think my response would be, how do you feel about that? Like, are you comfortable with that? Yeah. Like, you know,
then you feel everything's content.
Then you look super like, then you look affectionate. Would that be okay with you if I did?
What?
Talk about it.
That's
what you say to her.
You'd
say whatever you want, but that's what I would say.
It's probably all like super, super general unless I get like permission kind of.
Yeah.
Permission not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
A little heads up.
But no, I mean, the fact that she doesn't know what your job is good because you have an interesting job.
I don't know.
Long as you know, you got to.
I'll be honest. I did a lot less Facebook stalking than I normally would.
Don't do any. Yeah. I hate this background search shit that everybody does.
Let it go, man.
Just go on a date.
I'm not
Facebook stalking, that's
some
fucking weird shit.
I don't know, man.
Because the biggest thing you don't want to fucking do is make it seem like you've researched her.
That or completely bias yourself one way or the other by like, you got to give somebody a neutral opportunity on a date. I think so many times people go into dates with a preconceived idea of whether or not the person is for them or not because of all the internet stuff that they've looked up about them.
Yeah, so I guess for me, Facebook stalking is like just looking at more than one picture.
You just want to see if she looked good in a sundress.
Yeah,
basically.
See what's going on there.
Fair enough. I understand that.
We'll have an update tomorrow, I guess.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.